The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.645, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ed Shervinak, our friend, professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay. Let's talk about the timing of the mayoral race and how much time LaToya Cantrell has left as mayor of New Orleans.
Sure. Well, she's entering the last year of her tenure, and so she's basically entering lame duck status. And so now people are jockeying to replace her come next October. It'll be October 2025 when we have the mayoral race.
So the first question is, why would anybody, and I'm not trying to be flippant when I say this, Ed, but when you look at the problems that the city has, boy, talk about endless, glamorless, thankless job, and in no way am I defending LaToya Cantrell, but you better watch what you ask for because you may just get it, right?
That's absolutely right. It's a tough job, but, you know, people believe that they want to serve, and they feel that they can make a difference, and so they think they can bring their people in, they can bring their ideas in, and change the direction of the city.
So let's look at it two ways. So you just said it. You want to serve. You care about the city. You want to do what's best for New Orleans, and you bleed purple, gold, and green, and you're willing to take on the job. On the other hand, are there any benefits? Where do you go after you are mayor of New Orleans long term, if somebody has long term political ambitions?
You know, the record for post mayoral careers in New Orleans is not very good. We see Mark Morial as head of the Urban League. You know, Mitch Landrieu working for the Biden administration in Washington, D.C. But outside of that, we don't see a lot of success by former mayors. They pretty much don't have much future in Louisiana politics. We're a Democratic city in a fiery red state. So it's very limited in terms of what they can do, at least in terms of what we've seen so far.
So the point I was trying to make is you're not really, if you are running for mayor, you would think you're doing it because you care about the city and you want to make a difference, because it's not really going to be a launching pad to anything, is it?
No, it's not typically a launching pad. You know, being a mayor, you know, you could move on to be governor, you know, and of course every governor believes they can be the next president. But, you know, that's probably just not going to happen here in Louisiana.
But New Orleans, Orleans Parish, is a blue island in a red sea, correct?
That is correct. We are a blue dot in what someone termed a fiery red state.
Fiery red state. So let's talk about who some of the contenders are. I believe Helena Moreno, no surprises, already announced. Is that right?
She hasn't formally announced, but certainly it's not the best kept secret is that she wants to run. She's been holding fundraisers. She's been hiring people for her campaign team, her consultants, her media people, her pollsters. So we can expect her to announce probably sometime soon. Other names that are out there: Councilmember Oliver Thomas from District E, he's making some noise about running. Also, State Senator Royce DePlessis is also considering whether it makes sense for him to run or not. We've got a couple of long shots. The Nooney man, Belden Badiste, said he's going to run a self-funded mayoral campaign, and Ricky Twiggs, a licensed counselor, he announced his candidacy earlier as well.
How would this compare and contrast to the last mayoral campaign, Ed?
Well, the last campaign, we had an incumbent mayor, so...
I misspoke. Before that, the last time we didn't have an incumbent mayor, because it's in Orleans Parish, if you're an incumbent, you're pretty well guaranteed a second term almost, right?
Almost, yeah. Historically speaking, we've never denied an incumbent mayor a second term. Well, you know, a lot of people feel that the city's at a crossroads right now, that, you know, we can continue spiraling down, losing population, not being a magnet for business, or that someone can come in and change things, change the culture in City Hall, get City Hall to work, be able to negotiate with corporate heads, bring in businesses to New Orleans to make it a more economically viable and dynamic city.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, talk about some other names possible. I know Helena Moreno does have experience not only as a council member, but a representative, state representative. We'll talk about how she would stack up against potential contenders. And are there any other names that are flying beneath the radar, somebody you might think of that would have a chance of becoming the next mayor of the city of New Orleans? 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.